Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, little monster who wanted to hear a lullaby. Little Monster and his dad lived on Monster Mountain. One night, Little Monster snuck down the mountain. He discovered that when the little animals below the mountain went to bed at night, their moms or dads would sing them a lullaby to help them fall asleep.
Sleep, sleep, my precious little one. Sweet dreams to you tonight.
When Little Monster heard the lullaby, he was very envious. He wanted his monster dad to sing a lullaby to help him fall asleep.
Dad, I want you to sing a lullaby to help me sleep.
What? Sing you a lullaby?
Monster Dad was as tall as a small mountain, spoke as loud as thunder, and didn't know how to sing. He was dumbfounded.
Son, what's a lullaby? I've never heard of such a thing, and I don't know how to sing. How about I pick you up and fly you like an airplane instead?
No, I don't want to be flown right now. I want to listen to you sing a lullaby. If you don't know how to sing one, we can go down the mountain and learn. Dad, you're the coolest, smartest dad ever. Please help me.
Okay.
Monster Dad had no choice but to take Little Monster down the mountain to learn how to sing lullabies. They walked and walked. When they walked past the sheep family's house at the foot of the mountain, they heard sheep humming a lullaby. Little Monster dragged Monster Dad over happily.
Hi, sheep, can you teach us?
But Monster Dad and Little Monster were too big and scary. Before Little Monster could finish speaking, Sheep screamed in terror.
Oh no! Help! The monsters are here! Go away! Don't eat me! Bah!
Sheep thought Monster Dad and Little Monster were going to eat her. She trembled, so terrified, she was about to cry. She didn't expect Little Monster to say,
Sheep, don't be afraid. We won't hurt you. I only want to ask you if you could teach my father to sing lullabies.
Lullabies?
Sheep was really surprised. She almost thought she was dreaming.
You're saying your father wants to sing lullabies?
Yes.
Monster Dad scratched his head shyly.
My son wants to listen to lullabies, but I can't sing. So, can you teach me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Looking at the shy Monster Dad, Sheep swallowed hard and agreed.
Great. Sheep, can we start now?
Okay. Monster Dad, sing along with me. Sleep, sleep, my precious little one. Dad's arms will hold you forever.
At that moment,
huh? Who is singing a lullaby?
Come on, let's go have a look.
When Sheep's neighbors heard the singing, they walked over curiously. They saw little sheep standing up, singing a lullaby. The ferocious-looking monster dad, who was like a small mountain, was squatting gently in front of little sheep. He was stumbling over the lyrics as he sang along, trying as hard as he could.
Sleep, sleep, my precious little one. Dad's arms will hold you forever.
Little Monster started clapping with admiration.
Come on, Dad! You're doing great!
What's going on?
Everyone was confused.
Little Monster wants to listen to lullabies.
Sheep quickly explained to everyone what was going on.
I see.
Monster Dad will teach you together.
The neighbors were very enthusiastic as they joined in to teach Monster Dad the lullaby. They sang and sang. When the sun was about to set, Monster Dad had finally mastered the lullaby. He and Little Monster said goodbye to everyone and returned to the top of the mountain. At night, Little Monster lay in Monster Dad's arms and listened to him sing a lullaby. Monster Dad didn't sing very smoothly, and he was even a little out of tune.
Sleep, sleep, my precious little one. Dad's arms will hold you forever.
But Little Monster thought it was the best lullaby he had ever heard. As he listened, Little Monster fell asleep sweetly, lulled by his father's singing. Good night, Little Monster, who wanted to hear a lullaby. Good night, Monster Dad, singing sweetly. Good night, precious one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.